old reindeer.
Oh, Rudolph.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Why, Rudolph, look here, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history."
"I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I got a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glows like a rose.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Say, Rudolph, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?"
Then how the reindeer loved me, as they shouted out with glee,
"Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Sumpin'.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer."
You know, the other night, well, I guess it was some weeks ago, I was watching Ed Sullivan's TV show, and the major portion of his program that evening was built around a book recently published called The Tumult and the Shouting, penned by the late Grantland Rice, for many years the dean of American sports writers. This book is a chronicle of over 50 years in the American sports scene, views and opinions of a fine Southern gentleman who came out of Georgia in 1901 and who, by his courtly manner, his dignified treatment, and his colorful writing, put sports on a very high plane in this land. I used to know Granny pretty well. We played a lot of golf together. Occasionally, I have taken a toddy or two in his company. I really don't think I ever knew a man for whom I had more respect and admiration, or of whom I was fonder. A true journalist and a good writer, Granny had an unerring nose for the colorful figure in sports and for the dramatic situation. But he was a kind man, almost benign. I never do recall reading anything Grantland wrote that put the blast on anybody or anything. His contributions, his writings were fairly constructive, and his stories always good reading. You know, he coined a whole glossary of sobriquets and, oh, descriptive nomenclature and nicknames, if you will, for sports greats, which are still current. For instance, they're like the Four Horsemen for the Notre Dame backfield, and the Brown Bomber, Joe Lewis, the Manassas Mauler, the Bambino of SWAT, oh, thousands just like that, just as good, too. No prude, Mr. Rice, and certainly no blue nose either, in spite of his eminence in his field, because his prose is racy and vigorous, and readers of The Tumult and the Shouting will find that Granny had a rich sense of humor. They're going to discover that his book is just chock full of anecdotes, which are plenty funny. Actually, I think just a selection of some of his newspaper or magazine articles, such as the one done recently on Red Smith, I think this would have made quite a book. Certainly would have satisfied me, but this book is much more. It's a personal reminiscence of a fellow who was there when it all happened. His reaction, you know, to so many of the great events fellows in my age bracket still talk about when we're fanning a little in the cool of. Ed Sullivan, on the night I mentioned, had quite a few of the sports luminaries that Granny writes about on his TV show. Incidentally, it seems to me that Ed Sullivan does a particularly good job on this sort of thing. He had film clips of some great contests and some great events held in the years past. Shots of Longlon and Wills and Tilden and Lacoste, and Dempsey and Willard and Sandy winning some great race or another. Oh, he had a lot of things like this. For me, the whole show was just pure enjoyment, solid entertainment. To tell you the truth, it gave my ticker a little tug, too. Because I can remember when. Oh, yes, I can. In spades, too. But you really don't have to be a sports fan to love Granny's book. Though who in this broad land doesn't follow some sport or other? And he covered them. You can read it and love it anyhow. I know I'm going to keep it in a handy place on my shelves where I can reach up and get it anytime I want and read a few excerpts from it to any of the young fry in my home. Family or visitors, anybody I can pry away from the TV set. He was quite a poet, Grant was, you know. He could turn an ode or an epic iambic for practically any event or any celebration. Some but quite good. I like best the one which ends as follows. When the great scorer in heaven above comes to write against your name, it's not if you won or lost that'll count, but how you played the game. That's not a very pretentious piece, I don't suppose, but there's a big, big truth in there. Yes, it seems to me that Grantland Rice will be remembered among his craft and by his public for a long, long time after men who seem more important now, but who actually are only noisier and more contentious, long, long after such men have been forgotten. This book cost a Finsky, but I promise you it's worth it. That's The Tumult and the Shouting by Grantland Rice. Now here's a song that Granny and all the gang used to enjoy. It's called I Never Knew.
I never knew that roses grew or that skies were blue or gray. I never knew when breezes blew what a summer breeze could say. I never knew that dream came through and took your cares away. What love could do until I met you today. I never knew that roses grew or that skies were blue or gray.
Buddy and fellas.
Well, now, I believe we have time for another song. I think we have here. This is one called My Love, My Love.
Who makes the robin sing? My joy to spring. Who else but you, my love, who makes my poor heart cry? My love, my love, whose eyes are stars on high, none else but you, my love, as sweet as morning mist. That heaven kissed, as endless as the sea, is the love that she gave to me. And what have I to give?
That's about it for now.
Say, Bing, you better hurry home. You're on Ed Murrow's person-to-person television program tonight.
Oh, man, I got to fan it out of here. I better rush, or Ed's show is liable to be a person-to-nobody this evening, huh?
Well, I reserve comment, although you did leave quite an opening there, Bing.
I knew it. I knew it the minute I said it. I was vulnerable. I'll see you later, folks. And thanks very much.
Comes you, it goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to
Ken Carpenter saying goodnight and a pleasant weekend. Bing Crosby will be back again with you on Monday, this same time.
Sunday night is comedy night here at CBS Radio. So if you'd like to really enjoy yourself, friends, be on hand every Sunday when several top comedy shows are heard over most of these same stations. First, there's the one and only Jack Benny. This week, Jack is off on his annual Christmas shopping spree. Eve Arden, as the delightful schoolmarm, our Miss Brooks, tries to disguise herself in order to trap her bashful boyfriend. And when you meet my little Margie this Sunday, you'll find her trying to convince her debonair father to run a winter sports resort. Hear all these shows from beginning to end and enjoy all the laughs. The transcribed Bing Crosby Show came to you over the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Cake.